Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve. And kick things off the way we like to with two forecasts. No morning show offers two forecasts, Seth. Nobody
Double
does
your money,
this.
Man.
Exactly. We're going to make darn sure you know what Mother Nature's up to. And we do that every morning with our great friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you?
We're doing good. I apologize. I wasn't sure if we'd have you, so I snuck a weather in real quick. And then I see you're calling in, so I apologize for that. But I'd much rather talk to you and get, you know, real take on the weather.
That's right.
How is Mother Nature doing today? How is she in a good mood? She feeling all right? Can you feel this out at all?
Oh, she is in a very, very good mood. She's relaxing. She's calm. She's beautiful as well. So exactly everything that we want her to be.
Let's keep it coming. Keep the good stuff. Yeah, keep calling her good things. She's so wonderful now.
It is really going to be. Yeah, let's all talk about Mother Nature because the weather is going to be beautiful this weekend.
Yep.
Yes, it is. So high temperatures today will be mostly sunny, reaching the upper 70s. Winds barely moving out of the south at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see some clouds increasing through tonight, becoming partly cloudy. Lows will fall to the mid-50s. We'll have another comfortable, partly sunny day tomorrow. Maybe a few sprinkles in there possible. And then for Saturday and Sunday, that heat and humidity builds. We'll soar into the mid-80s for our Saturday and near 90. It's going to be feeling like 90 with that heat index because the humidity is going to be so sticky on Sunday. It is going to be that summer vibe for sure.
All right. Some real August weather there, yeah.
As somebody, I will wear shorts as long as humanly possible.
Right,
I will wear my Adidas as long as possible before I have to put on boots or anything. So I'll take it. We're going to take every day with this we get, Brittany. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning in this time slot. Seth and I got a great jam-packed show for you over the next 2 hours. We're going to get in the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. We have got a chance to shout USA, USA, as we do something more online than anybody else.
Oh, okay. Ooh, is that something to be? Oh, well, yeah, we'll find out
if it's something or not. Pumpkin spice lattes are back at Starbucks.
Of course they are.
And it's August.
August, ladies and gentlemen, yep.
We're getting to know that one with you. And, of course, it's a Thursday. That means that we are joined by our great friends on Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. And we want to say a big thank you to TJ's Auto and Collision Center sponsoring that segment.
Very
we greatly
nice.
Appreciate that. Some entertainment news for you a little bit later. Adam Sandler and his kids, American Pie singer Don McLean, and we're going to talk about why do so many cartoon characters have only four fingers?
I got an idea on that one, but I'll save it.
A little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, we want audience participation. We are calling on all dads, all moms, because we got the big four bands of Gen X dad rock.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to
Can't
see,
wait.
Who are the big four? Who are the big four?
Perfect
We're
for us,
get
man.
Into that one.
Perfect.
That's going to be coming
right leading
up.
To Unlabeled right there.
Right into it. Right there. We'll get into all of that with you. We'll talk about our schedule. We'll have some fun. We got plenty of good stories of the day and local good stuff we want to touch on as well. But I do want to start things off thanking everybody involved with the Central Wisconsin State Fair. They do such an amazing job over there, Seth. Got to see this firsthand the other day, and it was wonderful to be down there and check things out, talk to so many of our listeners, hang out with you guys, get you some merch, and take some of your stories in. It was really fun. We have had a blast down there tonight, or today, I should say. Be sure to join us. Melissa will be down there. Ashley's going to be stopping by. And Pam is going to be there.
Oh, the real star of the show.
Absolutely.
Going to be down there. Nice.
The heart of this station and the true star of WFHR, Pam Hilke, will be down there. That's fantastic. I do want to shout out Melissa. She has been living down there.
Yeah, she's doing an amazing job.
Now, don't feel too bad. She's got a really nice cot.
Sleeping bag. Yep.
Proud and thankful to you, Melissa. Keep up the great work over there. And go say hi to Melissa and Pam and Ashley today. We've got a booth right in the Expo Center. Yeah. You can't miss us.
Main building.
And bring your appetite, bring your smile, enjoy. I do want to shout Melissa out one more time, too. So I had a couple hours down there, and then I had to take off to go take my dad to something. Mm-hmm. And I was in a bit of a hurry, but she told me, James, when you're taking off, it's right when the pig race has started. as a city boy, I've been to the Marsh. I've been to the all of our local fairs,
right?
And they're all wonderful. And I've been to the Central Wisconsin State Fair. Just was a long time ago, but I have never seen this. I got to see two pig races, and I'm pretty sure that we should just change all sporting events to pig races.
That's not a bad idea.
Outside of high school athletics. I'm not, like, we're getting ready for an NFL season. We're very excited about it.
Right.
We'll be talking about it on Playmakers Friday from 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know, man. That was pretty entertaining. A shout out to the MC. She did a great job with that.
Great.
I just posted the video that I took of the pig race on my Facebook page. So go ahead and check that out and spread the word about the fair and enjoy and find out more at CentralWisconsinFair.com. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. I know you're going to be able to hang out down there.
Saturday I'll be there. Yep. As we wrap up the fair. I'll be there for that. So
meet us down there. It's going to be a blast. And come on down and say hi to Seth. And not to put you on the spot, man, but we've missed you the last couple of days. This isn't the only traveling you're going to be doing going to Marshfield. You just got done traveling.
Yes. Had a little trip up to the old stomping grounds in northern Minnesota. Did the North Shore thing. And it was hilarious because when we were packing for it, it's like, well, what is the weather going to be like? Well, 70s. Okay, that's nice. And I'm like, wait a minute. We're going to be right next to Lake Superior, this giant air conditioner right there. And boy, I'm glad it was a lot. It was cooler by the lake. It's a cliche, but it's very, very true because it certainly was. But other than that, it was fabulous. Had so much fun. Got to see a lot of old places I haven't been before. Got to go to a place I worked at 22 years ago. There's an ore boat, if people know Duluth, that you can tour, the Irvin. And I got to check that out with my family. They loved it, by the way. My children were just, they loved it. It was so
cool.
Very cool. And the biggest thing for me, though, is I got to go to my cousin's restaurant in Superior, Wisconsin, called Superior Waffles. And I have to tell you, man, oh, my God, it was so, so good. Mm. Oh, my gosh. So my oldest is like, this is my new favorite waffle place. Yeah. Very good. I had their Scone waffle, which is ham, cheese, and raspberry jam. It is delicious. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, that sounds good.
I can't tell you how good that was. Apparently, the governor has been there a couple of times. That's his favorite one.
Nice.
So that's why I had to try it. And I got to see my cousin who I haven't seen in, like, a very, very long time. So that was cool, too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very good experience. Yeah. That's awesome. There's nothing like being able to take your kids in your own stomping grounds.
Oh, it's so much fun.
When we went to the celebration for my papa in Illinois, we were driving around, and I lived in so many places in Illinois growing up and everything that I don't really even think about. Well, we used to live in this high rise, or we used to live in this apartment, or something like that. And we were driving from the event to the hotel, and Matt, Bria's husband, was driving, and we're just going and going, and I look over and I see, wait a minute, that's my old grade school. Wait a second. I remember, there's Cover Bridge. And I started seeing, wait a minute, we're in my literal hometown in Carroll Stream where I was born.
Wow.
And I freak out. I'm like, Bree, Matt, you know? And I actually got to sort of show my oldest a little bit of where I was from, which is really going to be, I don't know how often I'll get to do that because we, you know, the kids are getting older and all that. There's nothing like that experience. Encourage people to do that if you get the chance. And if you're fortunate enough to be living in your current stomping grounds and everything, where you're from and all that, that's all the more reason to support your area, to embrace your area, because boy, you miss that stuff. You miss your roots and everything.
You do. It's true.
We're very fortunate though that we happen to be in an area like this that is awesome, is wonderful, and we get things like the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We're excited about that. Now, I understand that we're getting to the end of summer here. A lot of people looking to get some last bits of summer in, some summer adventures in. But you want to be able to jump into this in the right age, the right time set, the right mindset and all these things. So it's almost impossible to find someone under 25 who would turn down a road trip. Most of us would do that in a heartbeat.
It's true.
But at that age and stuff.
Yeah.
But our senses of adventure continue way into mid-age. I don't like middle age. I go mid-age. It just feels a little bit better. Is it any different? No.
It doesn't have the connotation of the whole middle age thing, right?
It feels a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
Say mid-age than middle age? I feel like
it does.
According to a new survey, the perfect age to go on an adventure is 42.
Oh, perfect.
42.
All and answers are 42.
Yeah, that certainly is. Oh, yeah. Bring a towel. Bring a towel, everybody. And 36%, thanks for the fish. And 36% of people say that they've become more adventurous with age. Around 1 in 4 Americans say that their life can be boring, and the average person fantasizes about going on an adventure 4 times every day.
Oh, wow.
But most people need a push. Just 10% of people feel like they could be adventurous in their current life on any given day. I want to repeat that again to everybody that shouts at me, I need to take a vacation. Most people need a push. Just 10% of people feel like they could be an adventurous person.
There you go.
Even though 83% of people say that you can't be too old to be adventurous.
I agree.
About half of us would be okay with a simple adventure, something outside our daily routine that maybe makes us appreciate life a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I think this is a fantastic way to start the day. We are, again, we're at the tail end of summer here. You may not be able to plan that trip to Hawaii or Egypt or something like that. But your state that you're in, wherever you're listening to us, is bound to have things that you haven't experienced or done before.
Absolutely.
There are probably things even an hour away, maybe even in your own town, that you haven't gotten a chance to do. And whatever age you are is the perfect age to get out there and do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think you've gotten more adventurous as you've gotten older?
I don't know. I think it's been pretty steady for me. You know, I love traveling. You know, of course, when you're in the situation now where you've got kids and you've got a job and, you know, limited resources, you can only do so much, of course, because you time and money, of course, you only have so much of that.
Yeah.
But I think the spirit is still there. I still enjoy, you know, I'm not. And what do you mean by adventure? You mean like, I'm just going to go in a car and find someplace? No, right. I'm not doing that. I'm going to plan a little bit. Sorry.
Right.
I got to do that for me. For my own peace of mind, I got to do some planning. Yeah. But other than that, no. I think of all the time. I think of places, boy, that'd be cool to visit, or I'd like to go there, that kind of stuff.
How about you out there? Do you feel more adventurous now? We'll keep this topic going over the next couple of hours. Call up and join the conversation and maybe give people some suggestions, you know, some things you can do. My early life was so insane and so crazy. Right. I think the last handful of years, last 10 years even, it's been just trying to calm down a little bit and to just focus on work. I've been a workaholic the last 10 years or so. Now it's a little bit more of the time of, you know what? I do want to get out there a little bit more. I do want to get a little more adventurous.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, there is no such thing as you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn?
Absolutely.
Then it can learn. And you can get out there. You can be adventurous. You can do more things. Have some fun. Get on out there.
Hope for everyone, even James.
Yes. I keep on mentioning this, but House on the Rock I've never been to. And that's only an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Yeah, very close.
That's something that you could do if you haven't done in a long time. They're always changing that up.
That's a day trip. You know, they don't even have to travel that, you know, that take that much time either.
We have so many great zoos. The Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison, the Milwaukee Zoo. We have our own little local zoo here and everything. And, of course, there is fairs, like the Central Wisconsin State Fair. Go check that out, everybody. And while you're there, stop by the WFHR WIRA booth. Say hi to Melissa, Pam, and Ashley. Wish them a great time. And, you know, maybe win some merch. Give us your stories. We want to hear from your stories. I understand some people might be a little hesitant to sit down and be recorded nowadays. I want you all to keep in mind that this is stuff that and granted these are words, but we are in a reputation world. Not just every business is reputation based nowadays.
And it's true.
And the last thing we would ever do is do anything that would offend or hurt our audience. That's not our game. That's not our bag. We do. We want to take good care of you, and we appreciate and value you guys so much. That's part of the reason why we want your stories. We want to be able to share those stories, share what it's like to live here in Wisconsin, all of the above. And we're looking forward to taking those stories, looking forward to you signing up for the newsletter, getting caught up on Central Wisconsin news, because it is going to be a newsletter strictly focused Central Wisconsin right here. And we're looking forward to getting your feedback as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Meet us over at the Central Wisconsin State Fair and find out more at centralwisconsinfair.com. We'll meet you there, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back after checking in with our partners. We'll do the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's coming up on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club, featuring our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Check out some of their great breakfast specials, lunch specials. Everything about that menu is unique and wonderful. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere is fantastic. The only thing that tops it all is the people.
That's right. They're so awesome there.
They really are some amazing
Fabulous.
People.
Yep.
Visit our friends over at El Cafe today. Go wish them a good morning from all of us. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries so we can continue to celebrate our local celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to us at info@WFHR.com, james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And feel free to call up.
424-2600 and tell us if, like me, you got to eat pie for breakfast on your birthday.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
It's at one of the iconic places in the North Shore, just north of Two Harbors, called Betty's Pies. And we had breakfast there, and then we had pie.
We've had a couple of days off, but our chemistry is right there, man, because I wanted to kick off the segment wishing you a belated happy birthday, brother.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, it's funny. I don't plan it, but I always end up being away for my birthday. I don't know why. I'm not trying to be away, everyone.
Really. I want to master that. That's when I'll take my vacation. Like right
there you go.
Then
you won't have to yell people coming at you, say, all right, I'm done.
I don't have Terry and Katrina like plot. Behind my back that like, make me celebrate.
Exactly.
Shout out to both of you, two wonderful human beings. And I'm very happy to hear that, man. That's very cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It had to have been a good birthday. You had pie.
I'm telling you.
Your home state. That was pretty cool.
It was all there, man.
We encourage you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries we can celebrate with you, everybody. Like the three qualifiers we have here. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's do one today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Jeff Rickenbacker. Jeff Rickenberg.
Oh, okay. Jeff, happy birthday.
We wish you a great day, Jeff.
Yep.
Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you. And thanks so much for getting us this birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We wish a happy 37th anniversary to Phil and Tammy Abel.
Oh, Phil and Tammy, happy anniversary, you two.
Have a wonderful day, you guys. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your anniversary. It's a Thursday. It's close enough. I say celebrate right into the weekend.
That's right.
And Phil and Tammy sounds really good together.
It does.
That does sound like I never thought about that, right?
Yeah.
Those names sound really good together. Congratulations on your anniversary, you mm-hmm. two. And our qualifiers today, celebrating their 9th anniversary.
Ooh.
How cool is that?
Close to double digits there.
Yeah, Jeff and Sherry Odom.
Jeff and Sherry. Congratulations, you two, and have a great anniversary.
Wishing you guys the best of anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your last single digits anniversary.
Yep.
And welcome to double digits going forward. Wishing you guys the best.
Nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Oh, yeah. They always say the first 9 years are the toughest.
I'm kidding.
I have no idea. But enjoy your anniversary, you mm-hmm. two. And congratulations on being our qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting closer and closer to the end of the month. Remember that we begin every month with our Misty's, our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, announcing winners for El Cafe. And our winners will get two gift certificates, two El Cafe, $220 gift certificates. A big thank you to them for that.
Wow, September's almost here. My goodness. Anyway.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Let's take a look at our list of celebrity birthdays. Dua Lipa is 29, British singer.
Mm-hmm.
New Rules, Levitating. He's got a couple of hits out there.
Mm-hmm.
James Corden is 46, former Late Late Show host and carpool karaoke superstar, and they are going to teach in classes how to ruin your career. James Corbin will be one of them.
That's
James
right.
Corbin will be one of the lessons in there. Hey, treat people good.
Yep.
Oh, what could happen if I just insult a waiter? What could possibly go wrong? Well, you could lose everything,
you
man.
You can blow up your career.
If you needed another reason to treat people right. You know, James Corden's a darn good example of it. Ellen DeGeneres, another good example of this. Like, the chickens come home to roost, man.
They do. And it's like, it's not like it's a hard thing to do to be nice to people. It's not that hard.
It's really not.
It actually takes a lot of work to be a jerk, you know?
Yeah, it takes a lot. It is no different. Our moms had this right, man. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
Telling you.
It does.
Telling you.
Howie D of the Backstreet Boys is 51.
Wow.
I don't feel old at all now. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know who that. I know Backstreet Boy. I know
of course, yes.
But I could not, like, if all of them walked in this room right
Me
now
neither.
And I had to tell you which were which or anything, no, I got no idea.
I'd insult them all by name after, like, NSYNC members or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
I know you're not Justin. I know that because you're not canceled.
What's another?
Jeez. Jeez. Kristen Wiig is 51, the fearless Kristen Wiig, I should say.
She is hilarious.
I was just with a friend watching some SNL sketches and everything, and I was actually looking for Bill Hader sketches. I wanted to see Bill Hader doing Vincent Price. Kristen Wiig showed up in every sketch. And it ended up being a Kristen Wiig kind of like marathon without it trying to be. And I forget because it's been some time since she's been on there, and they keep getting new cast members, and I get up to date on the new cast members, and I forget sometimes. She was just incredible on that show. Yep. She took the lead often when other actors maybe didn't want to do certain roles, and playing parts that maybe she didn't really want to do, but she did because she's a team player and she's fearless. Mm-hmm. She used to do her and Fred Armisen would do this Tiny Bubbles bit. Who was the Tiny Bubbles guy? The old TV show. Lawrence Welk.
Oh, Lawrence Welk, yeah.
And she played a character that was very kind of deformed and all this. And not a pretty character, but just would nail it. It was just one of the funnier sketches she was a part of. And it wasn't something that she necessarily like wanted to do, but she did, and it worked out. She's a great actor.
I have to say that the most talented people on SNL tend to be the ones that have the better career. I mean, because they are just... It's obvious how much more talented they are than your run-of-the-mill folks.
They've got, I genuinely believe there's never been a bad cast member at 30 Rock. I really believe that. Now, there are stars and there are greats.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a difference of a Kristen Wiig and an Anthony Michael Hall, who, a youngest kid on the show, all this didn't work out.
Yep.
His talent didn't transfer to that. Mm-hmm. But man, when they nail it, when they are able to nail that job, you're so right, man. They show. It just shows. They stand out a little bit more. Yep.
And she's got the career to prove it now.
Yeah. Got Bridesmaids, Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. She was in Wonder Woman. Yeah. She's got a good career. Another good career. Ty Burrell is 57.
Oh, wow.
Phil on Modern Family. I'm a huge Ed O'Neill fan, so I did try to watch a little bit of Modern Family. Mm-hmm. And what I came out of it was Ty Burrell is one of the funniest people I've ever seen on TV.
Man.
He really is.
There is very few people who deadpan better than Ty Burrell. He's brilliant at that kind of humor.
His comedic timing, man.
Is so good.
He's really, really good. I feel like there was a lot, nothing but great people on that show. It seemed like a
very
great
good cast. Yeah.
He stood out to me. Same thing with SNL, kind of, you know?
He did.
He's just really, really funny, talented guy. Looking forward to seeing what he does next. But he's had a couple of pilots that didn't work out so far. So hopefully he finds something.
We'll see if he's ever brought back for... he was Doc Samson in the Hulk movie.
That's right.
He could be brought back.
I'd like to see that.
Doc Samson was a big character in the Hulk comics. So you never know.
He'd be great on there.
Yeah.
GZA is 58 of the Wu-Tang Clan, one of the 9 members of the Wu-Tang Clan. It's understandable if you don't remember, but he's one of the better ones.
Yeah.
Tori Amos is 61.
Wow.
One of the greatest singer-songwriters of our generation.
Something. She was, man, talk about carving out your own career. She didn't sound like anyone. She had her own distinct songwriting style, singing style, and it's really amazing. I mean, she was something else, or she is, I should say, something else.
Yeah, she's still going strong, still touring strong, and one of the greatest lyricists I've ever heard.
Amazing.
By far and away, one of the greatest lyricists I've ever heard. Also, just one of the more unique voices. I love the way 100%. She sings. How somebody can be so delicate with their voice, and at the same time, such an animal,
power.
Ferocious and everything. Mm-hmm. Tori Amos is amazing.
Yep.
Debbie Peterson is 63 today. Debbie of the Bengals.
Oh, yeah.
Walk Like an Egyptian, Eternal Flame, so many hits they had.
Mm-hmm.
And we're staying in the 80s because the great, the wonderful Ronald Orzabal is 63 today of Tears for Fears.
The other Tears for Fears guy other than Kurt Smith.
Yeah.
How do they get two names like that together? I don't know.
It's a really tough.
What a great group, though. Love them. Love Tears for Fears.
Colin Ray is 64, country superstar, who is going to be performing right here in Wisconsin Rapids next month.
Yes, he is.
Looking forward to that and looking forward to getting you tickets for that, thanks to our friends at the Arts Council. Big shout out to Sally Kistner and the gang, and more on them in a moment as they joined us recently. They'll be on the air today. We'll talk about that during our schedule.
Awesome.
My favorite guitarist of all time is 66 today, Vernon Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Living Color guitarist, also a very well-known jazz guitarist, has worked with so many great artists over the years. I remember reading in a Rolling Stone article how Jimmy Page said that Vernon Reed was his favorite guitarist.
Whoa!
Not his favorite modern guitarist or new guitarist or anything like that, his favorite guitarist.
High praise.
How many blues artists have really enjoyed his work? Vernon Reed is just an incredibly talented and underrated guitar player. Just look at, if you want low-hanging fruit, go ahead and pull up Cult of Personality and just listen to that guitar solo in there. Let alone go ahead and pull up a live version and see what he does live.
Right.
There are so many incredible like works of his and that aren't just the guitar, because he's a great master of conducting all of this too. He is just incredible and it's criminally underrated in my book.
I think it's because of the sound of Living Color.
Yeah.
Didn't call for a lot of his, you know, I mean, he gets to do it, but it doesn't call for a lot of, you know, guitar pyrotechnics. It's kind of like the rock that the band is based on.
Yeah.
So you don't get to show off quite as much when you're doing that.
The Big Tuna is 83. Bill Parcells is 83. Former coach of the Giants, Jets, Patriots, Cowboys.
What a terrible nickname, by the way. I feel bad. How do you get a nickname like the Big Tuna? Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. That is not, especially for one of the greats.
One of the great coaches of all time. Yeah, man.
You would think that. Yeah. Carl Yastrzemski is 85.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
The Yaz. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a good nickname.
Yes.
That's a good nickname.
That's because no one could spell his name.
Exactly.
It's hilarious. Back in when it was 67 when he won the MVP award, you know, the players, you know, would vote on it. And they said the different spellings of his last name from all the, most people were just like, Yaz, but tried to do the whole name. Yeah, they all failed.
Quite a career. I mean, that's hilarious to do that. They should do that more often.
They should.
Cindy Williams kicks off our people no longer with us, the great Cindy Williams. Mm. Shirley on Laverne and Shirley. Mm-hmm. Born in 1947, passed away in 2023. I adored her.
She was
really,
a great actor.
She was one of my favorite actors on TV when I was a kid. I loved her. And another great blast from the past, Valerie Harper, born in this day in 1939, passed away in 2019. Rhoda on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Rhoda, of course. She was just an incredible TV talent.
Mm-hmm. She was.
We lost her to cancer. Cancer sucks. Let's defeat cancer. Let's all work together to stop cancer.
Yep.
General Storman Norman, born in this day in 1934, passed away in 2012. Appreciate the service from him. Ray Bradbury, born in this day in 1920, passed away in 2012.
Wow.
Martian Chronicles, Something Wicked This Way Comes, and of course, Fahrenheit 451. I think a must read.
Yeah.
I think a
it
must read.
It still holds
read.
Up. It's a really interesting book. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we wrap up with one of our generation's greats, Lane Stanley, born in this day in 1967, passed away way too young in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
2002.
Yeah.
Just an incredible singer, songwriter. My favorite of all the grunge bands, Alice in Chains, and certainly my favorite singer out of all of them was Lane Stanley.
Man, they had their own sound, though, to be sure. They didn't sound like anything else.
Nobody else had harmonies like Alice in Chains did back then.
Having the dual lead singer kind of thing, and with, you know, they would take turns on the lead, but they would also harmony. Yeah, it was such a cool sound.
Yeah,
it really
was
interesting.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
One more time, wishing happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there.
Yes.
Enjoy with our friends over at El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
They're open right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We'll be back after our state, local, and sports, and taking care of our partners on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show. Right here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. Hope your Thursday's treating you good. We got good things coming up for you, everybody. In a little bit, we're going to get into a study that found that marriage can help men, maybe not women as much. Maybe not. Look into that one a little bit.
Whole lot of women out there going, uh-huh.
You want to go to that one right now, James?
Yeah.
I'd kind of like to hear that.
Yeah,
kind of like to hear that one. Oh, we'll get to it in a little bit. The people who did this only looked at curse words in English, so keep that in mind as we go forward. But I bet we're still number one, and get ready to shout, USA, USA. We haven't gotten to do it in a couple weeks.
Gotta get back into it. Yeah.
You don't want to lose that. We need to be able to have that fresh and ready to go anytime you need it. USA. Someone analyzed almost 2 million tweets from around the globe to see which countries swear the most online.
Mm.
And it is not even close. USA ranks first.
Okay.
I don't know if I should be proud
of this. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I don't know. They used a list of 1,600 swear words, so not just the big ones, but a very large vocabulary of swear words.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, 4.2% of Americans posts include at least one of those words.
Hmm.
4% might not sound like a ton, but second place swears more than 40% less than that.
Wow.
So here are the countries, states, and cities that swear the most.
Okay.
The U.S. swears in 4.2% of posts. Then it's the U.K. at 2.9%. Australia next, then New Zealand, Canada, a hair under, Kuwait. Also in there. So Canada and Kuwait.
Wow. Interesting bedfellows there. Wow.
Very, very different countries and bedfellows. But
yeah.
Interesting to see. And as far as, you know, if we feel bad about this, well, I mean, you know, how bad does Canada feel even being in the top five? The most foul-mouthed state is... Anybody want to take a guess on this one? Because you could give me literally 50 guesses. There are 50 states.
There are 50
guesses, and I would not get it. I would not get it until the last guess, probably.
You know, so you saying that makes me think it's like one of those states that we never think of. So I'm going to say Maryland.
I'm speechless. I would have never guessed that. I don't know how you pulled that one off. Man, some time off did you good, brother.
I guess recharged.
Yeah, yeah. Maryland is at 6.6% of all posts. Holy man, we couldn't have done that if we were trying to.
The only reason I did that is because I remember hearing from someone from Maryland saying, we're the forgotten state. No one ever thinks about Maryland for anything. And so I'm like, the most forgotten state, let's say Maryland. Yeah, we'll throw it out there. Why not?
I think because of because of that area, the Maryland area, D.C., all of that and everything.
Virginia right there, yeah.
I could see how if anyone from any one of those places told me they felt forgotten, I would get it.
Yeah.
I would get that. That makes sense, but I would have never guessed that.
If you were to ask people, what state is Baltimore in, they might get it wrong.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know.
So true. So Maryland comes in at number one, then Louisiana, Georgia, Virginia, and Ohio. South Dakota swears the least at just 2% of all posts. So there you go.
There you go.
The most foul-mouthed major city is Baltimore at an impressive 7.8%. Not surprising with the Maryland.
Being in Maryland, right, yeah.
So one in every 13 tweets has a swear word in it. Baton Rouge is next, then followed by Atlanta, Detroit, Houston. Lexington, Kentucky is the most PG city at 2% of all posts.
Oh, okay, very good. Good for you, Lexington.
What an interesting list.
That's fascinating.
Now, I think that it's most people will tell you that people swear swearing is a sign of unintelligence and some of these things and everything. I don't believe in that so much.
No.
I do believe that words are important, and you use them only when needed.
Yep.
I think if you swear all the time, they cease to mean their meaning, no different than if you say you love everything. I love lamp. I love desk. I love air. James, are you just saying you love things that are around?
Yeah, right.
It loses its meaning if you use it for everything.
Exactly.
Swear words are the very same thing. Mm-hmm. In fact, maybe even more in some ways because of the way that we covet these words, the way we use these words.
Exactly.
I do think that swear words are necessary. I think that they do have a place in society.
I think so.
I go back to John Wayne, who fought very hard against censorship, which a lot of people might not know out there. But John Wayne, behind the scenes, was one of the foremost people to fight for, hey, if I'm in a scene and my foot gets caught in a bear trap, the last thing I'm going to say is, well, shoot. Oh, darn it. Look what happened there. Well, I'll be darned. That is not the words we use.
No, exactly.
Words are a release. Mm-hmm. Words are oftentimes, now I think that swear words are more in use for yourself when you stub your toe, when you do these things, not so much to be used at other people. I think they're more of an explanation point or something like that. And I do think that they need to be used sparingly. I don't think that it
100%.
It's makes any good of using them all. They
lose their impact.
Yeah, yeah.
And they should be, and they should be surprising. They should be kind of thing. For me personally, that's the way I feel about it. Is that they should be used to a point where if you use them, then people are surprised to hear it. Kind of thing. Otherwise, they, like you said, they lose their impact.
There is not much better than hearing somebody who never swears swear. You're so right about this. Pam didn't even use a swear word the other day, but she said something that was like...
It was close.
Yeah, it was like a...
Sort of.
It was like a B version of a swear word, kind of, you know? But it was still like shocking to me.
She was actually quoting something. It's not like she was saying it herself. She was quoting something. Right. Yeah.
It was great. So Maryland comes in at number one as far as states that swear the most. Mm-hmm. Where does Wisconsin rank? Well, Maryland's at 66%, Wisconsin at 34%.
Wow.
So pretty good.
Towards the bottom end there, I'm guessing, yeah.
Right there towards the bottom of it, with South Dakota being at the bottom at 21%. Mm-hmm. You can see where they ran in that. So good on you, Wisconsin. Nicely done. Let's see.
Maryland should wash out your mouth with soap. Apparently, my goodness, what are you doing?
Apparently. There are literally 1,000 streaming services right now.
Yeah.
There are streaming services out there that nobody's ever even heard of.
No.
Have you heard of Tubi? Anybody? Anybody? Like, I mean, there's...
I thought it was just a vicious rumor.
No. Here it is. It's an actual thing. Well, can you handle another streaming service that's delicious?
Oh.
Mm?
Huh?
Chick-fil-A is launching a streaming service, and they've been working with Hollywood studios and production companies to create content. They're looking to showcase family-friendly content, mostly unscripted stuff like game shows and reality TV, but there's also room for scripted projects and animation. There is no word if or when this might happen, and please stress on the if or when.
Plans happen in Hollywood every single day that never, ever come to anything. James can tell you about that.
God, it's my up and down career.
About how that, I mean, I don't even want to venture a guess at like a percentage, like 10, less than 10% of like projects probably get produced.
I don't know that do get produced, but I know that there is over 13 to 16, this is back in before the pandemic.
Okay.
But there was less than 16% of projects that see the all the way through.
All the way through all to completion. Through.
Yeah.
And that's not even guaranteed being like streamed or shown on a network or something like that, or a movie, yeah.
Or what's happening nowadays with studios where they can make a movie like Batgirl and be like, you know what, we're not even going to put, we can make more money if we just...
Take it as a loss.
Just take it as a loss, and it never sees the light of day. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's insane.
Amazing, yeah.
So, I mean, good luck to Chick-fil-A, whatever they do. but I don't know if this is a great use of your funds, you know? I mean...
Do you have just money to burn?
Yeah.
What is that? Maybe you can find something better. I don't know.
I'm not sure about that one. What we
need is more unscripted shows.
Yeah.
That's all we need. And more game shows. We got plenty of game shows.
That's what this will be. It will be, quote unquote, you know, family-friendly content. I do believe them on that, especially with Chick-fil-A's history. Mm-hmm. But I also think that it's so many people are armchair quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. There's so many armchair quarterbacks out there that sit there and like, look at what Hollywood's doing. We could do better than that. And you go right ahead.
You could try. Go ahead. You can give it a shot.
look at the people that have tried to do things like this and how successful have they really been. And the market, as far as family-friendly, is cornered. Like, Disney has owned that longer than we've been alive.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, good luck getting in on that territory.
Anyone remember Quibi?
Yeah, there you go. That was the one I was trying to think of. Quibi! Oh, Quibi. We
big
barely knew you.
$4 billion, I think, they end up losing on that.
NBC is thanking every single person in the world right now because they were, before the Olympics... Peacock was the biggest laughing stock of the streaming services because of the money they put into it and what they have made from it. Now, I think it's a good app. I think it's a good streaming
service. Nothing
wrong
with it, yeah.
It's pretty cool. They got Homicide on there now. It's all remastered and everything. But most people were not, you know, droving to it like Netflix or Hulu or some of these things. Then the Olympics happen and boom, just blows them up. Does Chick-fil-A have an Olympics in their pocket? Do they have anything like that? I mean, does Quibi, does any of these things have anything like that?
No, because, they don't.
Boy, you need a literal, like, kind of miracle-esque, an entertainment miracle to be able to have that happen. And NBC is, now they're in a good place.
Yeah.
But they just barely made it.
And we'll see how long it lasts.
And that's NBC.
Like, one of the biggest names ever, you know, in entertainment.
Because, and I'm thinking of their catalog that they have. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to go on there and watch old episodes of Night Court, you can. Like, all of these things. Yep. People that love nostalgia, and we love nostalgia right now. And even that website, that streaming service struggled.
Yep.
It took the Olympics to save it. Like, and there was no guarantee that was going to happen.
Oof.
So, I don't know. Chick-fil-A, good luck with that.
have fun.
I would personally work on your chicken. I would work on making
better... Sure, your food is really good.
Yeah,
can't do that though. That'd be weird.
Right, right.
You know, for a restaurant.
Yeah, we're gonna come up with this or shoes or clothes or something like that. Like some of these places.
Chicken shoes.
I don't get it. I don't get it. We're gonna take a final time out of the hour. We'll come back and get you to the top of the hour on the morning show at WFHR. Little Vernon Reed to play us in, everybody. Just in case you wanted an example of this man's amazing talent.
In case you weren't awake before, you are now!
Yes, yes. Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Thanks a lot for joining us. Seth and James here with you. To take it to the top of the hour, keep in mind, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour the way we like to around here with our Pet of the Week from the Southfield County Humane Society.
Yeah.
Sarah's going to be joining us. Mm-hmm. That's all thanks to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. Buy local, support local, and support our friends over at TJ's. Thank you, Mr. Reed.
Yes.
That was awesome. That was awesome. We've got good things coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Not only entertainment news, but we're going to get into some other fun topics. The big four bands of Gen X dad rock.
Okay.
Who they are. We'll get into that a little bit later.
I'm curious about what the definition of dad rock is. I'm really curious about that part.
We want audience participation on that one. Want to hear from all you dads out there, everybody out there, moms, dads, it doesn't matter. We'll also get into why do cartoon characters have four fingers? That's a fun history behind that.
Yeah.
We'll get into all of that. But right now, it is... I don't say this lovingly, and I hope you remember the forecast that Brittany gave us earlier today.
Right.
But, you know, it is getting closer to breaking out the flannels. The flannels.
Yep.
Fannels, too. Get the those
flannels,
out
get
as
those
well.
Ready, just in case.
Fannels and flannels. Mm-hmm. A flannel is a flannel with no sleeves.
Nice.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that should be the case, and let's start the hashtag fannel.
I think I just made it.
I think you just built something, man.
A fannel is a flannel with no sleeves. I feel pretty good about that, actually. I just came up with the top of my head, but
Cable Guy wears them, but at least we got a word for it now.
Get ready to head to some corn mazes and stuff, because fall is officially on the way. The pumpkin spice latte returns to Starbucks today, the earliest it has ever been brought back, a full month before fall actually starts on September 22nd. Now, in this article, they go on and say the PSL. I refuse to call it that.
Yes.
I am going to call it a pumpkin spice latte.
We have been over through this for many times.
Can't do it. I can't do it. The latte returns on August 24th. It returned on August 24th last year, mm-hmm. which tied the previous record for the earliest debut. So they bumped it up two extra days. And if you were thinking of slipping a little something extra into your coffee today, here's your excuse. The pumpkin spice latte turns 21 this year.
Really?
It debuted in 03, so it is finally old enough to drink.
It is.
The fall menu also has one new drink with a needlessly long name, the Iced Apple Crisp Non-Dairy Cream Chai.
Wow.
Don't they know that there are people always waiting in lines at coffee shops? You don't need long names. No. Make this process faster.
Yeah, come on.
For all the online stuff and everything, like, you should be able to like do this a lot faster, Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I don't know about other coffee shops, but specifically Starbucks should be much faster about this.
Yeah.
Everything else is a returning item, including two drinks from last year. You can order through the app, the Iced Caramel Apple Cream and the Iced Honey Apple Almond Milk flat white with cream or no cream, or if you do, I don't know. It may come with a scone. I don't.
You can play Scrabble while you're at it, too.
Yes, yeah. And knit and do a million other things while you're sitting there waiting.
And saying the name, yep.
Rumor is they've got two more new items coming October 1st, though. A mummy cookie and an iced pecan crunch latte drink.
I like the mummy cookie, though. That's good.
Sounds good. That sounds all right.
So I recently read something that which I did not know, that apparently the spooky season starts August 1st.
Huh.
Did not know that.
I didn't
so
either.
That's kind of when you start seeing Halloween stuff in stores and all that. So learn something new.
And thus we have found one of my biggest hypocritical moments that I will wholeheartedly own, because I am the person that, oh, we're celebrating Christmas too early. Oh, look at all this Christmas stuff out in October. Oh, this is too early for this. This is too early to be talking about fall. How dare they? What, did somebody say Halloween? What? You want?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, let's go check it out. Okay,
we're going to start celebrating now? Cool.
Right.
Let's do it. Like, I am such a sucker about Halloween. I admit that.
I'm worse than my kids. So we're in Menards yesterday, and they have, you know, their Halloween stuff set up already. And my 13-year-old is like, oh, seriously, already? I'm like, let me go look.
Yeah, exactly. I ran into the same thing. It was my sister, but I ran into the same thing. I did realized right there in that moment, and I think I was at a Menards too, where I was like, okay, this is my hypocritical moment. This is maybe the biggest hypocrisy I have in my life.
All right.
Where I get a little bent out of shape about starting these things early, but Halloween, oh, I'm all on it.
Go as early as you want, man.
And get ready and enjoy. And,
yeah.
And to each their own. I mean, if you're looking forward to these pumpkin spice lattes and everything, then more power to you. Enjoy. I will say
those PSLs. Yes, yeah. I didn't say I couldn't say it. Just change ones.
Right. I will say we encourage you to check out your local coffee shops. They mm-hmm. have plenty of cool things and awesome things in store, and they are local, and you can support local. We encourage mm-hmm. you to do that. Any chance you get, everybody. Mm-hmm. When it comes to not only our local coffee shops, but any of our local businesses out there, we have a special spot for our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. They sponsor the Sunrise Show for us. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Their doors are open, I believe. If not, in the next minute or two, they'll be open.
They will be, yeah.
Send on over there and check them out. And stick around, because we got another great local thing coming up. Our friends at the Southfield County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week. Cannot wait to talk to Sarah and find out who that famous furry friend is going to be. Who's going to be our star?
Very cool.
A little bit after that, Seth and I will get in some entertainment news. We had a huge celebrity come by a Madison record store recently, back last month.
I love that.
Didn't get a chance to talk about it then. We're going to mention that now. Adam Sandler and his kids are showing up in there. We're going to talk about Don McLean maybe being a Taylor Swift fan.
Mm.
That is coming up for you as well. And
fascinating, Captain.
Plenty more on the morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR 1320.